Okay, let's review Psachim Daf Yud Ches. Is that Psachim Daf Yud Ches? So it says Gemara Ba'ilhu. Mikelim Huda Hadabei Ava Ba'ochlin Krabi Yosu Rabbi Shimon Sirilei Odilma Legamri Hadabei Krabi Meir. In the previous Daf we mentioned Rabbi Yehuda retracted his original Psach and concludes that liquids can only be Metame Kelim on a Drabbanon level. So the Gemara asks, does he hold that the ability of liquids to be Metame food is also only Midrabbanon and therefore Mashkin can't be Metame anything Midaraisa? So Gemara tries to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds liquids can only be Metame food, even also only midrabanan, from a brisa. Parash shashas mechatas. If a cow drinks the paraduma waters and is shechted soon after, besara tameh. The Tanakhama holds that the meat of the cow is tameh from touching the mechatas. Rabbi Yehuda omer batel b'meyaha. Rabbi Yehuda says the water is already nullified in the intestines of the cow and therefore can't be metame the meat. So the Gemara points out that even if the mechatas is no longer considered navatuma after it was swallowed, it should still be considered like liquid that once touched mechatas and at least have the status of a liquid that's a rishon l'tuma. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says it won't be metame the meat at all, it seems that he holds liquid can't be metame food midaraisa. So the Gemara gives two answers. When Rabbi Yehuda said batul b'meah, he only meant that it's no longer an avatuma, but he would agree that it's a rishon l'tuma, can still be metame the meat. Number two, Rav Ashi amar liolam batul b'meah legamri mishum dahavale mashka saruach. Liquid is entirely unable to make the meat tame because it loses its status as a drink once it's ingested by the cow. It becomes putrid. The Braisa had said that when we aren't sure if a tummy liquid touched something, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon Omrim, La Ochlin Tameim Lekelim Tahorim. If it may have touched food, we assume Lechumra, since liquid can be Metame food Midaraisa, but if it may have touched Kelim, we assume Lekula, since liquid can only be Metame Kelim Midarabanan. Amr Rabbi Barbachan Amreish Lakish, Rabbi Yosi Beshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amra. When Rabbi Yosi says that liquid can be Metame food Midaraisa, he's following Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe, in how to read the word Yitma. Just like Rabbi Akiva read the word Yitma with regard to food that was in a Kli Cheres, which had become Tamei from Mesheretz, as Yitamei, that food which is a Sheni can be Metamei other Chulin things, namely liquids, to become a Shlishi. Rabbi Yossi reads the word Yitma with regard to liquid that was in a Kli Cheres as Yitamei. It could be Metamei other things. What are the things? Foods. The words Yitamei by liquids that were in a Kli Cheres can't be teaching that it's Metamei other liquids because that's against the rule. We never find something that transmits tumma to an identical item. It can't be referring to being metame kelim, even if the liquid had become tame directly from a sheretz, because we only know that a liquid that touched a sheretz can transmit tumma based on a kal v'chomer from a liquid that had become tame from a kli. Now, since a liquid that had become tame from a kli cannot be metame kelim based on a separate kal v'chomer, we can't allow the tumma of a liquid that had touched a sheretz to be more severe than the tumma of a liquid that had become tame from a kli. When Rabbi Akiva understood the word yitma with regard to food that it was in a kli cheres to mean that it can be metame other things, he knew that it must mean the food can be metame liquids and not kelim nor other food. Food cannot be metame kelim because even a liquid which can be metame food cannot be metame kelim. So certainly food which cannot be metame other food cannot be metame kelim. The fact that food can be metame mashkin while mashkin cannot be metame mashkin doesn't teach us that the tumma of food is stronger than the tumma of liquid, because the food's ability to be metame mashkin is not based on the strength of the tumma of the food, but on the fact that mashkin alun lekabel tumma. Liquids are particularly susceptible to tumma, as evident from the fact that they can become tame without first becoming huchshel lekabel tumma. Food cannot be metame ochlin because eino sekiyotzeba. A tame thing, whether it's a sheni lutumma, as in the case of food that was in the kli cheres, or even if it was a rishon lutumma, as in the case of food that directly touched sheretz, cannot make something just like it tame. Even though we have just explained how Rabbi Yossi holds that liquids can be metame foods, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amra. Rabbi Yossi only said this in explaining Rabbi Akiva's opinion. In reality, though, lo Rabbi Yossi sevek Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi would not agree with Rabbi Akiva at all, and he would hold that liquid cannot be metame anything midoraisa, lo Rabbi Akiva sevek Rabbi Yossi, and with regard to something that Rabbi Yossi says that we'll see in the next staff, Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with him either.